Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. It's Mr. Ish. We're here at Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club, Kudea Clubhouse. Still season number 18 night. I got a couple of champions here in the place. Yeah, a couple of champs finally. Yeah, I'm not talking about ping pong no more. I'm talking about boys, boys. I'm talking about some tough bodies. I'm talking about somebody went to go get a foul. That's what I'm talking about. Let's introduce yourselves. Give me your name, your age. Well, we start off over here.
Zaria here. 17.
17. Welcome to the podcast.
Tell me your position.
Point forward slash center.
Okay. So how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Ain't no center 6'2". I'm 6'1".
I was just saying point forward.
Yeah, he's just he says 6'2". I'm the center.
Yo, okay, Glenn Davis.
Who we playing against? 13-year-olds? What's going on here? Next.
My name is Quinn. 17 years old. 5'8 point guard.
You might as well say you the center too. 5'8. 5'8, you backup. You backup center. Last but not least.
My name is Steven. I'm a 6'3 coach.
6'3 coach. He said I'm a 6'3 coach. He killed that one. 6'3 coach. So you can see over the center.
Yeah.
you can help the center wipe the sweat on top of his head. Yo, crazy. congratulations. I heard y'all went on a little tour and show something.
Thank you.
You play what, two games?
Yeah.
You're doing like the Golden Gloves. You just had one fight, you're the champion. So who was the first team you'll beat? Let's give them a little shout out.
First team we beat was Pinkerton.
Pinkerton?
Yeah.
And was that a disgusting score? Or was
score was like what?
Score was bad. It was
close with the blowout.
Nah, we beat them out. Yeah.
All right, we beat them out like 25 or something.
25.
Like
all right.
Yeah, let's just say we beat them out 30.
Pretty much.
I guess you're not a mathematician either.
No, in all reality,
you
man.
You don't do measurements?
Everybody scored.
Everybody scored?
Everybody scored.
The starters did they thing that game. We took care of business early.
And then they invited you back for the championship?
Yeah, against the home team.
Yeah, they figured. They said, you know what? You're beating us by 20. We're doing an all-star team.
Yeah, we're going to bring you back. Everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. And I heard they had a double agent, so let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Double agent, he's not welcome in the building no more. You got your picture in the front, buddy. Yep. And I got your picture right next to Osama bin Laden. That's it. Neither one of you guys are coming in. So the second time, they mounted up. They were like, all right, two from here, two from there. Mm-hmm. Made an all-star team, but you still managed to beat them. It was a little closer this time, though, right?
Yeah.
Y'all got a little scared this time? Because
really.
You don't want to bring an L over here? I'm really competitive when we play any of our clubhouses, to tell you the truth.
Right.
I hate to lose. And since I've been in this clubhouse, we haven't really lost in anything. I mean, I don't care if I play ping pong against a one-armed guy. You come over here, you're going to take it.
Right.
You're going to take that L.
Got to have a sense of pride.
No, that's it. I don't do that. I don't give trophies for participation either. Mm-hmm. I tell kids all the time, you lost. Get better. Come back and see me. I don't play pool and be like, oh, he got the ball and he won. No, you're going to have 9 balls on the table when you play me.
Right.
I'm not playing with you. I don't do that participation. They need to learn sportsmanship real early.
Exactly.
So we used to have like the Olympics where we play like Randall.
Mm-hmm.
We swept them, beat them a whole bunch of times.
Mm. That's the goal for the next tournament, to beat these
come
guys.
On. Yeah. Now it's not all, sometimes you go out there and you get grimy, you got 7-year-old uniforms and you're looking all tight and everything, and then you'll get new uniforms and you can't score.
Right.
So you know,
that's
so you can't do the pretty either. Which we're working on some stuff for y'all. We got to come up with a good name. Come up with some good stuff. And now I heard that, what was the other school that was in the chip? Kennedy?
Yeah.
They just lost, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you'll have more time to practice. That's what I call it.
You know, that one's a low blow right there.
I'm sorry. It is what it is. It's reality. If you're not in the USFL, now you're in the NFL. Come on, baby. So now that they lost, they got more time to practice.
Because
they don't have nothing else to do for the rest of the season.
Pretty much.
It's pretty much. I mean, March is, basketball month, March Madness. I'm pretty sure that we'll have like a, 2K tournament. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are probably going to be playing more basketball against other teams. I don't even know if they want you to play against Drasnik yet. Drasnik over here is like the basketball community.
Yeah, for we coming for them, though.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah. I seen them play. They're not all that serious. I mean, they have the dope floor because I designed it. I have to give myself some props for that one. I did the logos for them and everything. Mm-hmm. But I was shocked, too. I went over there. I did the logos for the shirts. And I go over there to do a podcast or something. I walk in the gym and I'm like, yo, my logo's on the floor. That's so fine, nobody man. Even told me. So I got on the phone with Sinclair. I was like, yo, I don't even get a shirt out of this. Like, what's going on, bro? I said, I thought we had to understand.
Right.
That's all right. Well, now we're going to go over there and beat them. We're going to change our name. We're not going to use the Mustangs. And then we're going to beat them. And then we're going to be Chips. Oh, what happened to my chair? We're going to get their chip. And, you know, so I'm
getting that's that battle of the bear right there.
And, you know, I don't care if I have to make the uniform myself. I must have somebody in my family that knows how to sew. Somebody, you know, worked in a warehouse or something.
Right.
We'll figure it out. and nobody does a podcast, so even if they win, they can't talk. They can't talk no smack. Like we win, we go back on the podcast. We're like, yo, we just beat them up. Boom, I post it tomorrow. But they can't go. They can't do that. I would like to do this live too. I was telling Justin. Like, you know, pretty much you got microphones. Like, if we're in the scoring table,
broadcasting.
Yeah, just go live. Yeah, I got all the cameras and all that stuff. So it's just a matter of getting it done. But I don't put too much pressure on you guys. Because I don't want you to lose. I don't want to bring out five cameras and you guys lose. Yeah. That I'm over here editing.
To my guys' defense, they handle that pressure very well. Especially in the championship game.
You guys play any street ball?
Yeah.
What you play at?
Everywhere. It don't matter to me.
I know, but just give me some names. We're trying to give you some highlights here.
How about you name, like, your top three parks that you played in?
Top three? I say Rucker.
Rucker's the best. I like Kingdom, though.
Kingdom is fire.
I like Kingdom.
Played in Watson.
What about Dykeman?
Nah, I ain't never played Dykeman yet.
Come on, Dykeman is the... Gotta touch Dykeman. Yeah. They go crazy in Dykeman.
Hoops in the Sun, too. Played in Hoops in the Sun.
I know the guy that plays. I used to have a tournament. I ran a tournament with my friends for like 20 years, a streetball tournament. It was called Together We Chill. Mm. It was in Harlem in Manhattan. We had some squads over there, bro. We had some squads, and we had, you know, some professional guys that came through and all that stuff. That's where the money's at.
That's
I love street ball. We had, you know, we had a lot of the N1 team guys was playing there. Skip the Lube was playing there. We had Baby Shaq. We had the Cabbie. A lot of the college players too. Played for Seton Hall and all that stuff. We had a lot of players. We ain't got no Kobe and all that stuff. Kobe came by, took some pictures, and kept it moving. He's not playing there. But we had a good squad. We had a good run. 20 years. It was a nice run. We're trying to bring it back, but now it's hard because we got to do it more for the kids. Before, it was just adults and unlimited and all that stuff, and it was getting kind of crazy. Yeah. But now we got to do something for the kids.
Yeah, the 17-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 13-year-olds.
Yeah. Those nobody cared about. Once it started getting dark, and we also had the first, I was pretty smart then, I must admit. I did a Jumbotron. So what I did is that I did like a screen, something like this, a big screen. It wasn't green screen, it was a white screen. And I projected my camera live on the screen. So wherever you was at, you could see like a big screen. It was like, you know, it was pretty ahead of its time. It was pretty dope.
That's fire.
We had like Nike, you know. We had some good sponsors too. It was a good run, like I said. So what are you looking forward to now that we feel like we have a team? So how many players we got that you could say that we could count on?
12.
12,
yeah, we got 12. I mean, including the girls, 12 to 14.
I saw some girls in the picture. I was like, yo, they playing?
Yeah, we got two girls from my high school. They are good.
What school is that?
Columbus High School.
Okay.
They had a playoff game today. Unfortunately, they lost that game, but they definitely improving, though.
So I guess they got more time to practice.
They got a lot more time now.
They got more time to play over here,
Everybody's getting more time to practice.
Come on, it's falling into place. Into place. So now they used to, you know, they were scoring four. We should get them a good eight. 8 minutes, no, not 8 minutes. I just got at least 8 points.
Right.
That'll be nice. But it's dope that the girls play with the guys, too.
Yeah, and they loving the experience. Like, I could see a little bit of improvement in their game within at least a month already, so.
And I know it's an embarrassment dope. when the girl breaks you down, too.
Yeah, I mean.
You got to set up your game.
If you really want to ask that question, there's a guy right here. Ooh. Not this guy to my right, but the other one.
To the other guy. Oh, your center?
Yeah.
Your center? Okay.
The six foot two center. Yeah.
So somebody's trying to.
He has experience with
Please, talk about it. Give us a story.
What?
Give us a story. Do I need to change my voice so it can sound like one of the girls?
Tell them about that foul that you took from Isotope.
Yeah, please tell. Let me know when I broke it down. When I shifted to the left, shifted to the right, I went down. Come on. Let me know. Let me know how it went down. Don't embarrass me.
Bro, it wasn't really like that.
I don't know. She's talking. I'm on the phone with her right now. She's on the phone telling me a story. So I'm gonna listen to your story and I'll get back and see if it all worked out. So what happened? I mean, everyone gets embarrassed every once in a while.
No, it wasn't Isotope.
Come on, you need to talk into the microphone. This is not. This
right, look right. So I was trying to catch the rebound.
Yeah, but you're 6'2", so the rebound should be yours. Yeah. You shouldn't even have to jump.
The ball fell too low to the ground, so she got to it before me. But I was still trying to get it, and then my head hit her head, and then
No.
Yeah, head hit her head, but she had protection. Bro,
she
had
moved him. Let's
no, she did not.
She bodied you.
All 6'2" of them.
Oh. Is that nobody sees it? But he's 6'2" and he only weighs 110.
Yeah, 110. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so he's pretty fragile. So the girl moved you. She well, like she boom, elbowed you out and boxed you out.
And she got the layup after.
Oh man.
And she got the layup.
You look at there's no cameras out there. I said don't start inviting me to these games because I got a 360 camera. It records everything. I just put one camera, and if you're digging in your nose on the sideline, I'm figuring that out. That's a highlight. And don't get banged up on the courts or something, because that's gonna be the highlight.
Wow.
I'm good on YouTube fast. Don't play with me. So she moved you to the side. All right, well, you gotta body up. Gotta eat some mashed potatoes, some yuca, some tres golpe. You gotta get some Spanish food in there,
don't
bro.
Know about that right there.
You gotta get a little more solid. Gotta hit the gym. Well, you got time now. I mean, I don't know what school you play for, but I'm pretty sure that your school's going down too.
Oh no, he got time on his hands.
Oh, you got time. He in the GED program. Oh, you got time. Come on, you can take those classes anytime. That's 11-1.
He's the 6'2" center. You know he got time.
Come on, he got time for that. I guess he wears heels when he's playing. Right? I don't know what he does. Oh man. So I mean, you got to learn. Some I ain't gonna lie to you. Some of those girls are tough, man. I've seen some girls play in Dykeman, and they just they body, man. They don't play around.
You see the girl from Truman? Y'all seen that girl from Truman? Girl. Like the 6'5" girl they got with? She's like 6'4", 6'5". She's a monster.
Nice,
like,
yeah.
I heard. Oh, who's in the championship this week? NYU's in the championship.
Oh, for college?
Yeah, they're playing in the championship. I think they won. They're 17-0 or something like that. Undefeated. Mm. A little college.
Right now, this weekend gonna be Final Four vibes for high school, New York City.
Yeah,
City PSAL.
Yeah. Who's in the top?
So, I think Eagle. What's that? They move on. No, the girls actually is South Shore, New Dorp, Truman, and there's one other school. But I think they playing that game today. So we'll find out later on today.
I never played high school basketball. I'm 6'1" though. I could have been a center too, if I would have grown a little bit. But I play high school baseball, mm-hmm. and the problem with me playing high school baseball is that I play for an art school. I went to art and design, so we had dope uniforms. Our uniforms were fire. The lines were nice and straight, mm-hmm. proper. But the guys playing on the other side, it was Kennedy, it was Norman Thomas, mm. it was, and they had this guy called Manny Ramirez.
Oh my God.
And they had they had some guys that was hitting the ball. Like, we lost 27.
And Norman Thomas, they had many more?
Yeah, they had. I think he played for another team, but we played against them in our first two games.
Wow.
And we lost like 27 or something. And the next game, we lost like 21 to Zip. And I was like, you know what? I got some art projects I got to do. I was like, this guy's going to quit. Wow. These guys were slamming 6 home runs in the game. Like, it was naive. I think they were having beer on the sideline.
Probably.
I'm like, these guys were just animals. No birth certificate match.
Yeah.
So I know it was a problem already. I said, all right, man. I said, I'll take That's me crazy. In my uniform and we're out of here. That was my baseball experience for high school. I had things to do. I said, I could pick up some more hours in the supermarket where I was working at. I was trying to make that money.
Yeah, time.
Yeah. Like, you guys, you got time now.
Yeah, you got time.
Now y'all got time. So now you'll have to come over here because now we got to feed y'all. Now we got to make sure that, you know, that you guys are okay. We got to make sure that, you know, you're mentally all right.
Getting prepared for that next level, man.
Yeah. Well, at least you got disappointed over there. So we're going to try to make you happy over here. So it makes you want to, you know, play a little harder. Sometimes you don't want to play for your teacher. but you got a 6'1 coach, you got a 6'2, you got a 6'2 center, and you got a 5'8 forward.
This team got some real size right here, man.
Yeah, you got. I guess I don't know what league we play in, but the other guys must be shorter. I said that we over here towering. We're a towering inferno over here. Yeah, we need to come up with a good name, man. Before Justin forces a name on us. What's a good name?
I'm telling you, he's going to go with that Express.
I'm telling you, but I told him Express, so I ain't going to lie to you. That was my idea.
But I know where he's going with that. KB I told Elite. Him, man. He's,
but how KB Elite, like,
KB Elite.
That sounds like Kingsbridge. I don't really like that.
Yeah, like KB Elite.
You got to throw the Kips Bay in there.
No, it's Kips Bay Elite, but it's like.
Yeah, but that's almost like if we made an all-star team. Like if we made a travel team, then we could call ourselves KB Elite.
Because
it's the pieces of everybody. We the elite squad. But to name us as the elite, we just won one chip like the other day. I think that's a tough call. So I think the elite one. And I know Sinclair and them, and I know that they're not gonna go for it.
Yeah.
Like I've been here for 12 years. So I kind of feel them out.
They gonna want to call their team that before we call our team. That.
You know, I think we were the not the Mustangs, we were the Tigers for many years.
I ain't about with no Tigers.
But I'm not feeling the Tigers.
Yeah, I'm
tired of the animal stuff. Like, you don't say nothing about us.
The thing is with the Express.
Like, I would love to say Rebels, the Bay Rebels, but I think that they'll be like, oh, you know, that's kind of like, like these guys are rebellious.
Like, I get it. See that. My thing with the Express name is just, I feel like we sound like the Yankees now. Like we sound like a Bronx Bomber or something. Like we sound it's giving that.
It's giving that vibe?
Yeah.
But we want, if we go travel somewhere else, we want them to know that
we're
from the Bronx. And there ain't nothing more Bronx than the 4, 5, 6
Yeah, train. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
We want them to tell them we're from the Bronx, but with the Express, we screaming that we're from the Bronx now. Yeah.
But then they want to, we want to run through them. And what's running through them? Express. You understand? When the Express don't stop at 125, it's going straight through. So you gotta think of it that way, like something that could kind of relate with us. I also said we're the only clubhouse that actually has a star on the clubhouse. Now it's not the regular star, but I thought about, the Kiss Bay Stars. And then I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that's a little more like
Middle school joint. Yeah, so
like all stars aside.
Yeah, I've been trying to come up with something.
Like Debo All Stars. Yeah.
But you know what we could do? If we call ourselves the KB Express, we could have like shirts like the Metro Card made. You know, it'd be like on my little warm up shirt. But like the little Metro Card, it's gonna say boom.
But will it swipe though?
Come on, they don't do swipe no more. It's tap to pay. But I think we could play around with it a little bit. You know, if we win, we could just give everybody Metro cards. Yeah, come on, get on the train. Do something. Like we could goof with it a little bit.
I guess it's gonna have to grow on us.
Yeah. Either that, we're just gonna pick a name for y'all. So you're gonna get screwed. But at least you'll have new uniforms.
Yeah.
You know. See to that. What color scheme y'all like? Let's see if we can go there. I mean.
Don't really matter. I like the blue and gray.
I told them that your guys are not scared of before, people were scared of like the pink and the light blues and all. Nobody's scared of it no more. Neon, they don't care about that. Let's go out there and be shiny.
His book bag is downstairs. He got an old pink book bag. And he's 6'2".
It's not old pink. It's not old pink, bro.
Is it hot pink?
It's hot pink.
Yeah,
The outline is pink.
It's like a breast cancer awareness bag.
Yeah, my son had that. My son on October. What is it? October's breast cancer.
Yeah,
October's breast cancer. My son only wore pink socks, and he had his little. That Nike, what's that name of that Nike book bag that you have?
The Elite,
the one that you put the basketball in on?
Yeah,
he had that joint in pink. He had a little, pink Pittsburgh Steelers hat and all that because my mom had breast cancer. So during that time, he was like, I'm repping grandma. So he was all about his little pink. So that was kind of
dope.
But I know you're not scared of no crazy colors anymore. So I think color scheme is just. I would like to go black and white, keep it classy, but
the black and white one that you just showed us, that's tough.
I also like.
I like that green though that you showed us. That green was good.
That green is fire. The green from the Liberty, Liberty uniform. But having the guys wear it, that would be mean. That'd be a good color scheme. I see some nice sneakers with that too.
Right.
I think that what's the other color that I liked? I like the Olympic colors, the red, white, the dark blue, and the gold.
Mm-hmm.
that'll be kind of dope. Like, I would have done the tracks in gold with the train and silver and the red, white, and blue. A couple of stars maybe somewhere. That would have been dope. That would have been dope. But it's all money, too. Yeah. So we may have to buy our own cricket and make our own our own joint. Either that, we're going to have to get some sponsors, or y'all going to have to kick in some dollars.
Do a fundraiser.
Yeah, so I told him, I said, let's do a little fundraiser. We do a staff game and let everybody pay a little $5 to come see it or something like that. Yeah. Right. You know, it's just for, you know, so we can raise some money. I mean, if they paid $3 for a Gatorade downstairs in the store that he got and $2 for a Snickers.
The mini Gatorade.
It's not even a full Gatorade. It's a mini Gatorade. This guy
is half a bottle.
I think this guy that got the prices from Yankee Stadium. I said he must know somebody in the area where
6-1, right?
Yeah, he must. What, you selling popcorn for $5? The pricing is out of control. I said, I don't know, but at the end of the year, he better have a tax for it. I said, he better have a $11.99 or something. He better have something, because the amount of money that he's making right now, you should be having NBA uniforms.
Yeah.
You should be straight up. You should be playing with good basketballs, everyone with new sneakers.
We should have alternate jerseys.
Yeah, we should have a sponsorship. Right? I'm going to let you know right now, like I told Sinclair, I create a logo. I better have one of everything y'all guys get. I don't care if it's a hat, a handkerchief. I said, he already slayed me on the other one. I said, but this time through, I'm going to be watching y'all. Because you know what's the old man copyright? What's the poor man's copyright? You send it to yourself first. Mm-hmm. And that means that right. I did it before I send it to y'all, right. And it's copyrighted by me. That's my logo. Mm-hmm. I go out there and I create a whole hat. I start, you know, creating some ruckus out there. And I got my man right here, 6'2", to back me up.
Yep. Our 6'2 big man is
6'2
well.
Big man.
6'2
just out there. Nobody out there close to him.
Glenn Davis can't even mess with him.
Like, you know, when we play 10-year-olds, 6'2 is crazy. So what's our age group that we play? Just
high school division.
Just high school division?
Yeah.
All right. You a super senior?
No.
Nah.
I'm gonna check this guy's birth certificate.
Super senior is crazy.
Six years of high school just to be just to play in the league.
You know what it was? He loved the ninth grade so much he didn't want to get out of there.
He was looking forward to graduation. So you know he stood there and graduated a couple of times.
Yeah.
I've seen people that you know graduated from eighth grade to ninth grade and you know and all that stuff. So he could have been one of those people. He just wanted to get his tuxedo work on.
It wasn't a rented suit.
It wasn't rented. Nah, he went all out. He got the velour joint. He got the velour, you know, like the burgundy one.
Yep.
And then he was looking for a girl that had the same dress, so he could be like, yo, you want to come with me?
And it fitted for just for him.
So yeah, it was custom.
Made for somebody for 6'2".
Yeah, it was custom. 6'2 and 110.
Yep.
When you got girls boxing you out, you can't tell them you're real
right.
weird. Next time they see you, they'll be like, yo, you're not sick. You're not 110. You're like, nah, I've been bulking up. I've been, you know, I'm eating right.
Right.
I'm eating my, what you had to tell him is you're eating your tres golpe.
No, remember, he got more time, so he's been in the gym.
Yeah, he's been in the gym. He's been out there. We have a little gym up here, too. We might have to open up a gym so you can lift some weights, do some curling or something.
We got a weight room?
No, we can't tell you.
We used to have one
in the gym, but the church took over it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they took over that
gym. Well, in the summertime, they got Planet Fitness.
Oh, they got across the street. There's a whole bunch of poles. You can do some hanging. You can do some stuff.
You want to do some pull-ups?
A couple of pull-ups. Go out there and play a little street ball over there. I mean, you know, when the girls come, just take the bench. You understand your competition is your competition. That's it.
That's cool.
You see, when Manny Ramirez came to bat, I just quit. That's the way I did it. I knew my place. I said, well, I get hurt. I got things to do. All right, guys, we chatted enough times. I think I got to go feed my kids and stuff like that. But this is fun, man. We could do this on a regular. We could talk about your scores. We don't have no nicknames. You don't got no nicknames yet? That's only street ball. And you can't pick your own nickname. Like, somebody's going to call you PlayStation. You better be good. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
When a street ball name.
When somebody call you cabby, that means that when they call that cab, you're coming through. You understand? Yeah. You have to have a good street ball name. That's everything.
Well, he got a nickname in general.
What's your nickname?
Q.
That's it.
Q, that's a good name.
You got a good nickname? Bro, you don't got a nickname?
You got a little street ball name, nothing?
Yes, he do.
They don't call you nothing?
Bro, what?
Ozo.
Bozo?
No, Ozo.
He said Bozo.
I was going
with Bozo. I ain't gonna lie to you.
We got him at 6'2", 110, and we gonna call him a Bozo? Oh,
size 16 feet. he got all the balance. This guy look like an L shape at 110.
Yo, nah, he's
he like a joke. Like an L bracket. You said your name was Gonzo Bozo? What's going on?
His real name. God. Tell your real name.
What is it?
It's God.
God?
Yeah.
My God,
don't go with God, bro. Yeah, see, don't go with God. Losing. It's gonna be a tough one, man.
Azaria, aka Ozo. That's who we. That's right.
I could go with Ozo. Ozo got to stay in his lane, though. Coach, you got a nickname? What they call you? Just Coach?
I don't know. Y'all got a nickname for me?
Why you calling behind his back? Why you calling behind his back?
When I yell, they say things to each other under their breath, really, so I know it's got to be something.
It's a saying.
What's so the saying?
You know, anytime Steven says some dumb stuff, we just
go. I'm just ready. I don't know if you're going to say something. I got to be prepared. Remember, I work for Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club. You know, I know we have fun.
Can you elaborate on that? What you mean dumb? Like, what do I say that's dumb?
Anything like that's like out of line. Look.
I got a suggestion for you. I got to go. It's 26 minutes into the podcast. But check this out. What you need to do is bulk up, get your tres golpe on, and go home and watch like a Dennis Rodman documentary or something on how to catch a rebound or something like that.
To his defense, he rebounded that ball. I ain't gonna lie. All right,
that's all he could do.
Yeah, that's his specialty. Right.
Okay,
now.
So he can't make a layup though.
He can't make a layup.
He'll have about six to eight offensive rebounds.
But sometimes if that's your skill set. Like Rodman, I had no problem with Rodman. Rodman get 22 rebounds and 3 points. He did a great job. Pass it back to Jordan. That's it. Or Pippen. That's your job.
He just stack his boards.
Yeah. Okay, he just stacked the board and they call timeout. You don't got 23 timeouts.
It take him at least five.
He get about eight offensive rebounds, then the other team make the layup. You know, then the other team get a rebound.
Okay.
And then we'll just yell at him because you're missing all them layups.
So I guess that's the stupid stuff that he was saying that we're yelling about. Yeah.
All right. And so you're the guard, right? So you are you the one or you the two? What were we talking about?
I'm the one.
You the one? Okay, so you control the game. Yeah. So what's your stats looking like? When you have 5, 8 points? What are you doing?
Negative.
Negative? Nah. Oh, you negative.
I score 15 points a game.
Okay, that's a good.
Zero assists.
That's nice.
Nah.
Oh, zero assists. Zero assists for one is tough.
About 5 assists. Yeah.
Okay, five, not bad. I say 5 assists, 12 points. You're okay. You're
15,
all right.
15 points.
All right, don't try to give yourself the extra 3 points. 15. I don't know. I got it. Who takes care of these books? I need to see these books. I need some documentation. Please, when you do the next podcast, I need the books open.
In the first game, he probably had more. The second game, he came out in the first half playing around, so he didn't have that much in the first half of the second game.
I mean, you play basketball.
Chip game was more about shooting
him around and all that stuff. I never lost to my roommate. Every time we used to play for the rent, I always beat him. and we used to do no fouls, like whatever unlimited fouls. One time we played for at least 2 hours. We were playing by ones, and he hit the fence. He had a bloody lip. I was like, this $480 is staying in my pocket. I don't care what happens here. I gave him hard fouls, just straight to the chin. I yoked him. I was like, this game is going, and we're just gonna keep playing until someone hits 10. But I never lost.
That New York City rent different,
y'all. That blacktop is different over here. Don't tell me that you can give me free food or that I don't have to pay a bill. Because I said, I mount up a little different. I said, now it's different. Now I look at you, I'll be like, I'm good. I got credit. So I ain't going to fight with you no more. I said, but before, don't get it twisted. If you want to play bowling against me, I'm gonna try to win that chip. I said, yeah, I'm going to try to win. All right, guys, so I got to go. I said, easy to that or I'm going to stay here with y'all. My wife's going to kick me out.
Appreciate
all right, guys. I appreciate you guys. Good luck. We're going to try to get these uniforms right for you. I don't know how you're going to get any taller, but try to do that. I said because I want to see your stats different next time we talk. I can't say nothing about the coach. You just keep coaching. I don't know. You want to get a different whistle for a different tone. I don't know what it is. Nah. This guy's telling me he scores 15 points. I have no documentation on it. It's not verified yet. You know, you know how on Twitter you see the little blue check? Yeah. It's not verified yet. If you don't get that blue check, we can't verify you. I appreciate you guys and good luck. And a lot of you guys have time now that your season has come to an end. So let our season begin. All right, say goodbye. We're out of here, guys.
Check, 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 check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, 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 check. Check.
Another teen night classic.